seems you've already... That hurt. This is pain. And it makes me feel so alive.
Damn it. This shit ain't funny anymore. The boss did say this bitch wouldn't lay down and die easy, but still...
Do you have disdain for women who are like me? All my wounds heal instantly, meaning that I can go on fighting forever. It's quite pointless, don't you think? Facing one with such an ability.
Don't be stupid. I'll keep kicking your ass over and over, no matter how many times you heal.
How wonderfully exquisite, which is what makes it so sad.
Huh?
You sense the presence of mob beasts, don't you? And it seems someone else is here besides your sister. Isn't your anxiety dulling the force of your attacks?
Like hell it is. I'm not worried about boss or his buddy. No matter how many mob beasts go after him, he's just gonna laugh and send each and every one of those bastards flying!
Nope, 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 no way in hell!
Did letting Garfield work by himself backfire on us?
Oh, come on, try not to sound so discouraged about everything. I mean, you never know, he might be out there right now screaming that we're all just fine.
Hey, you all right?
I guess it's time to make use of my unparalleled knowledge of the modern world.
Oversized mutt! Ready for a little science? Dust explosion! More firepower? Oh, give me a break! You used way too much oil!
Well, I couldn't very well be stingy with it!
We can't put that out! We've gotta run for it!
Otto. No. The hidden escape route in the office should still be intact. Get Rem out of here.
Understood. I'll take good care of her, don't you worry.
What about you?
Sorry, but I can't go with you guys right now. We're gonna have to split up.
But why?
I'm sorry, Petra. Really, but there's one more person I've gotta save.
You mean Miss Beatrice?
Once I bring her back, try to be her friend, okay? Cause I think you two would get along. And she's pretty fun to tease, too.
I'm counting on you guys. If I burn to a crisp, right on my gravestone, the cause of death was Otto's oil.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not gonna blame this on me. Just come back alive or I'll throttle you.
Be careful! Promise you'll stay safe!
Face the disaster that is yet to come. hate you. I hate you so much. Since the day we met, I've done nothing but despise you. I can't bear it. The disaster that is yet to come? So does this mean I'm looking into the future now?
You're a hero, as always. I'm pretty sure that's all you can be.
Listen,
Anyway, thank you so much for the help.
You couldn't even wield the sword without it, can you, thief?
Subaru, I know you and Miss Amelia are both tired. I'm sorry. I just ended up waiting
for you. My sweet granddaughter's grown into such a fine young lady.
Well, sorry,
that's the case. Then I should have just been wrapped
under no circumstances will I be destroyed by something as nonsensical as a curse.
To think that somebody I wanted to kill so badly turned out to be a kind person.
If I bend my knee and lose my sword, what's left for me? How will that impact the rest of my life?
This is a nightmare. What's so hard about saying
we're not through yet? I'm gonna kill you just like I promised.
Oh, nothing really. I simply made the realization that I haven't walked alone all this time.
I suppose we must shed every last drop of blood in our bodies to atone.
Running in place. Magic dragons, whatever stands in my way.
Why won't the soul take hold?
I'll destroy it.
I believe praying to ask for a favor is an act of arrogance. Prayer should be for seeking forgiveness. So is this...
Echidna?
You will regret reaching out your hand so eagerly for a feast being offered by a witch. Good girl. Not turning around is the right choice.
Who are you?
I'm, you know... A witch so terrifying, it'll give you goosebumps.
Where's Echidna?
About that. She said that she doesn't want to see you. She must have had a terrible time in the trial.
I guess so. By the end of it, it seemed like I'd hurt her really badly.
I see. How did the third trial look to you?
I saw a collection of some very sad worlds. Were those actually the future?
They were possible ones, yes. That being said, I believe showing you only the unpleasant options was most likely her way of bullying you.
You're probably right. Echidna can definitely be mean.
You're content with calling her actions mean? You seem so relaxed. How can that be?
Huh?
Seems weird to me. I mean, after all, you saw those awful things to come, yet you...
True, but they're not guaranteed, right? And even though they may be possible, in the end, there's a chance things could be different. As long as I know that, it's fine. Either way, I can always fight it.
You don't think you'll break?
If I was alone, then maybe. But I'm not, and I know they won't ever leave me.
It seems you're pretty strong. Well, that part of you is nothing like your mother.
Huh? Hold on, are you saying you know my...
Yes, very well, in fact. But I can't tell you more. I promised I wouldn't.
All right, I understand. I won't ask you any more about it, then.
You sure?
I know what it's like when you can't say something rather than just not wanting to. Besides... I've been blessed with another, and that's Mother Fortuna.
I see. I guess her evil plots do good things sometimes.
Are you crying?
Don't be ridiculous.
I don't cry. I don't even have the right to now.
Hold on, what do you mean you don't have...
What'd I tell you before? Not turning around was the right choice. You're a bad girl. Go straight ahead, and the trial will be over. The barrier will be open too.
Hey, Witch. If you see Echidna, would you mind telling her something for me?
What?
Next time we meet, let's have a tea party. A big one. With you and the other witches, if possible.
All right. I'll be sure to pass that along then. And if she says no, I'll drag her by the scruff of her neck.
It's open. Who's this person? This should be Echidna's grave, but somehow it doesn't. Incredible. So this is the spell generating the barrier? It seems so elaborate. I don't have any idea what it's doing. I think, right here. Seems like that ended it. I need to tell all the people who are waiting for me.
Beasts don't mean a damn thing! They're all a piece of cake for the boss!
Don't you think you might be overestimating him a bit?
Come on, Rock Piggy! Get up already!
Shmaley, I was hoping you'd stay out of my way.
Elsa! I don't want to hear it! I had to go through so much work because you kept pushing forward and rushing everything! Show me a little respect!
Garth! So this is where you were.
Big sis! Now what are you still doing out here? Where's Boss and the kid?
I've completed the mission entrusted to me. And you shouldn't be the least bit confused about why I'm here.
Your sister sure are giving us one hell of a hard time.
Sisters? Yes, we are sisters. That only makes things more interesting, doesn't it? Two sibling duos, face to face. So, can I assume this is a good time for a fresh start? Listen, Garth, don't worry about my...
You say the Master Swordsman Reed laughed as he drew a sword against a dragon.
That expression describes one who's crazy.
Yep, and don't you forget it!
Ah!
That's my divine protection of Earth spirits. Long as my feet are touching the ground, everything I see is within my striking range.
Stay where you are, Maylee, and don't take a single step forward.
Watch, big sis, and keep behind me.
What a little taskmaster you are. While your body takes injury after injury, my wounds will continue to heal themselves, frustrated by how unfair that is.
I still got plenty of fight in me. I'll just keep killing you over and over till you stay dead. Ain't that the way, vampire?
How'd you know?
Believe it or not, I've always liked reading books. Long time ago, one of the witches was a vampire. Now she's dead. Which means you can die too. If you swear you'll never do bad shit again, I might just let you off the hook.
You really are absolutely precious. Gusteco, the land to the north where I was born, was a very cold and desolate place. Huh? I was abandoned as a child. I hurt people and stole from them day after day. I had no time to think about things like truly living or happiness. Once, during a blizzard, I was stealing from a shop and its owner captured me.
Hey, shut up! Nobody cares!
Since I was a thieving girl, he felt justified in stripping off all my clothes. But in a frantic search, I happened to find a shard of glass. There was no thought or hesitation. I held it tightly and thrust it into his belly. After I did, while naked and shivering in the cold, I began thinking. The blood and the entrails. They looked so very warm. If there's happiness in this world, it's when you have enough warmth to make you forget the cold. It was the first time I ever knew joy, but that's lost on you, isn't it?
If you knew that, then why the hell did you keep yapping about it?
Oh, excellent question. Maybe. It's because I find you so very endearing.
Sorry, but there's already a girl I like. I ain't got time for some blood and guts loving psycho bitch!
How very rude. But that's okay. The only part of you I'm in need of are your hot and steamy insides.
I will kill you, Elsa Gronyert.
My love for you will begin after your last breath, Garfield Tinsel.
Help!
absolute thrill.
You all right? Being too reckless can be bad for you, you know.
There's no need to be concerned. Thanks to you, Great Spirit, I'm now in a position where at least I can fight.
It appears I was correct to bring you outside. Precautionary, but with good reason. I can't have that place, specifically that magic crystal, destroyed. Of course, as you are now, you should still be able to achieve your aim. Will you not attempt to do so?
Are you proposing I ask the Great Spirit to stall you and use that as an opening? You must be kidding me. It's something I couldn't begin to do. And even if I tried, my wish wouldn't be fulfilled.
Then you must know that things will only get worse if we continue. I admit you did strike terror in me, but even a great spirit is not perfect.
I've gotta hand it to you. You're definitely thorough, aren't you? When did you put the spell on Leah?
Before I headed to the sanctuary, doctoring the contract between you and Miss Amelia while she was in the throes of depression after a fight with dear Subaru was quite simple.
And your goal in doing this was to make sure she stayed discouraged?
Indeed. Admittedly, restricting Subaru's actions took more effort than anything else. He's the last key to unlocking my dearest wish. Unlike you, I'm not merely attempting to put him through a series of tests to see if he's worthy of my precious daughter.
Don't get full of yourself, witch's disciple.
Am I correct in guessing that you now remember what happened before your contract?
There are plenty of guesses you could make. Although, I was actually remembering a man who spoke a whole lot like you. Is it so I'd recall what happened? A punishment, maybe? Either way, you're just stuck in the past.
I suppose that's true. Yes. Yes, of course. I am forever looking longingly upon my former years. Because for me, that's when all the wonderful things that ever happened took place. What exists now is just an imposter standing atop a pile of corpses.
I'm not going to fault you for what you are. But...
Go on.
You're gonna make Betty sad, Roswell.
Enough.
Ulgoa!
This is how you act when you're called out? Childish!
Too late.
Get back! If you don't get up now, the next one will do you in.
You make it sound so simple.
I couldn't be more disappointed, Ram. I wanted you to succeed. I wanted you to attain true happiness by exacting justice for your brethren. Ram?
After repeating it over and over, touching upon it so many times, you still haven't realized my true intentions. I wish I was simply a demon. One that burns with hatred and her desire to avenge her people. If revenge was the only thing I sought, my heart wouldn't torment me so. But there's more. Please, listen. There's something I need to tell you. Master Roswell, I love you. Is something wrong?
You would seriously ask me that question? Standing there and mocking my heart after everything that's happened?
I only told you what I truly feel.
Stop lying! I know that can't be so! You say you love me! How dare you! You hate me! I'm the man who caused the death of your family and the destruction of your homeland! You loathed me so much you wanted to take my life!
That was true at first, but not anymore. What's true now is this. I love you.
How could you possibly love me? Such cheap emotions make no sense! What of your revenge? Did you not swear on the souls of your brethren to achieve it?
Yes, and I do feel as though I've wronged them. But still, I can't help caring about you. My love will be prioritized over the feelings of the dead.
Now, Great Spirit!
You got it! Next to my beloved daughter, of course. It's girls in love that I'll always side with!
Ah!
dirty tricks.
Looking for me?
It can't be.
I gotcha! Surprise! I just got a little bigger, that's all.
How could you?
As far as I'm concerned, this is the root of all evil.